You're listening to Project Red Cord Chronicles, a podcast of the Renee Jones Empowerment Center. On her fourth podcast, Renee welcomes Demetra, a member of the Project Red Cord Committee at Spring Hill Apartments. They discuss the unique model of outreach and support services created there to foster community building, leadership training, and the prevention and awareness of human trafficking. And now, direct from the Empowerment Center studio in Cleveland, Ohio, here's your host, the one and only Renee Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Project Red Cord Chronicles. I'd like to take this time to thank all of the listeners who tuned in to our third episode, Becoming Triumphant Despite All Odds. We hope you listened in and enjoyed that episode. Remember to share this podcast with your family and friends. Today, we're going to be speaking with a member of the Project Red Cord Committee at Spring Hill Apartments in Akron, Ohio. She's going to share with you the unique model that has been created there to promote community building, leadership, human trafficking prevention and awareness. The individuals in the committee are making an impact and bringing hope and inspiration to their community. Let us welcome Demetra to this episode of Project Red Cord Chronicles. Welcome, Demetra.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me, Miss Renee.
Absolutely. I want you to share with our audience. We really want them to get a great idea of what's going on at Spring Hill. And I wanted to share with the audience how this came about, what you were desiring at your facility, and how you met the Project Red Cord staff.
At my facility, what I prayed for quite some time was a team. People who are like-minded, who care for the community, who believe that the children are the future, and that each and every one of us, if we fall upon hard times, we should be able to rely on one another and consider one another brothers and sisters.
Okay, that's great. And how long have you been involved with the Project Red Cord Committee?
For 2 years now.
So 2 years this program has been in effect. Can you share with our audience what some of the goals are for the committee there? And how many members does the committee have?
Some of the goals for the committee for Project Red Cord at Spring Hill Outreach, it includes promoting the events May through December, posting flyers for the staff and residents at Spring Hill. Our goals also includes completing RJEC leadership and development training, providing quarterly trainings on human trafficking awareness and prevention, utilizing RJEC human trafficking film and trap game, provide special training sessions, utilizing this model for residents in other subsidized housing facilities and in other countries as part of the RJEC Global Initiative.
Wow, that's a lot of goals. Did you ever imagine that being a part of a committee like that would expose you to so many different things?
Absolutely not. Even though I did pray for it and I desired it in my heart, I ran into many challenges at Spring Hill. So when God brought you all to the facility, that was just a blessing in disguise for us, also for me, because you guys helped carry the load. And unlike what I did, I gave up when I saw that my results weren't being favored upon by some of the residents there. I had given up, and I just decided to focus on myself, so I finished college. But when you guys came in and decided to take on the load, I mean, just the work that you all do is so magnificent and helpful. You feel it in the environment. It's always in the air. It's a jubilee when you guys arrive there, and I'm so very thankful, and so are many other residents. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's wonderful. I wanted to share, you're representing the group here today, but there are other members. So can you share a little bit about who the other members are and a little bit about their roles on the committee?
Absolutely. We have Steve. Steve is the ambassador. He holds everything together. We are so lucky to have Steve. He encourages us. He stays faithful in the Lord, and he pushed through no matter what he goes through personally. Steve is truly an angel. We also have Mike, Chef Mike.
Yes.
He burns those meats on the grill, you know.
Yes.
Mike is very helpful. He's very encouraging. He's very determined. And he's there for all of us whenever we need him.
Yes.
Then there is Aaron.
Yes.
Aaron is a great asset to the team.
Yes.
He's a jokester, but he's very helpful. He takes the initiative. He's so kind-hearted to everyone.
Yes.
And he really brings people out and about to our events. There's Miss Joy.
Yes.
She's so lively, and her name speaks volumes for her. So her mother knew what she was doing by naming her Joy.
Absolutely.
She is a joy. Her heart is so pure and wonderful. Joy is magnificent. She also worships the Lord, and she's very caring about the community. She's the one who advised us that we should possibly let the staff at Spring Hill watch the trafficking videos that you yourself created.
Yes, that's awesome. So that's a good definition of all, everyone that's involved. Because they're all hardworking, all dedicated, and been involved, and it's been an evolution of what has happened in these 2 years. So I thought it would be great for you to share with our audience the some of the things, the progression, like when we first started, some of the things that you guys have been able to accomplish.
Absolutely. August 21st of 2020, Project Red Cord Night Out first arrived at Spring Hill to distribute resource bags and snacks and hope and those hearts of love.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yes, it means so much to all of us. October 6th of 2020, it was the ladies support group started, and the group meet biweekly at that time. October 20th of 2020, there was a special event partnership with SOAP Cleveland and Church of the Holy Angels. RJEC hosts Ladies Afternoon High Tea. That was a wonderful event. January 5th of 2021, we started the men's support group. And thank you, Steve. Steve suggested that group, and they met biweekly at that time. May 28, 2021 was first Project Red Cord Night Out Barbecue, which was held from May through September of 2021. And trust me, the tenants knew when that ended, and they were ready to begin when it began, okay? January 25th of 2022 was the first day of Spring Hill Leadership and Development Training Program. And we will be completing that program, I believe, next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yes, and we're excited to graduate from that program. We have learned so much, and many of you who are listening can learn so much from RJEC as well. Just remember to contact Miss Renee and get more information on that. March 1st, 2022 was first Spring Hill Human Trafficking Training for management and staff. And we had a wonderful turnout for that.
Yes.
And tomorrow will be Miss Diane's last day with us.
Wow.
She is an angel.
Yes. And she was the first person that welcomed us into Spring Hill.
Absolutely.
And we just drove up like we did when we went there. I just randomly picked out Spring Hill, looking for a location that we can have Project Red Cord in Akron, and just came across. We went to a few other places, but we just came across Spring Hill, not knowing anything about Spring Hill. And Miss Diane was one of the first people that we drove up with a full van ready to do Project Red Cord Night Out. And right then and there, she welcomed us in. Never met us, and we came in, and we've been there ever since. And so we wish her a very, very happy retirement and thank her for all the years of service that she's provided to the residents of Spring Hill. And we just wish her, we definitely miss her, but we thank her for all of her participation. And I just thank you for sharing that, because it's very important for people to understand that in Spring Hill, it's a very unique model of Project Red Cord. We're in three neighborhoods in Cleveland in different areas, and all of them are unique. But Spring Hill is the most unique because it's in a residential building where there are a couple thousand people. that live on this footprint of this land.
Absolutely.
And so being able to have these events with Project Rare Court, having these groups, lets the residents know about, for number one, safety and protection, to know about human trafficking, knowing what our mission is, but to also come together as, you know, just residents and have community events. And I want to talk a little bit about the impact that those events have made to the residents. You're being a resident. I want you to share what impact having these barbecues, that's what's unique about Spring Hill. The other locations, we have food and meals. But this one, we have one of the residents we call Chef Mike, who was passionate about barbecuing. And that's how this evolved. That's how the barbecue came about, through his passion coming out at the men's group. And he was so excited whenever he talked about barbecuing that we just took that thing and went with it. He got a grill. We got donors to get a grill, grilling tools, provide the meat for him to barbecue, to have these events every month. So what did it mean for us to do this for the residents of Spring Hill?
For one, for Mike, and I'm going to speak for Mike because Mike's not here to speak for himself. But I would like to say Mike is so happy that you all listened to him and that you made his dream a reality. And when you came in with that chef outfit, he grew up. He just, his face just brightened. Yeah. It was like a kid in a candy store, right? Mm-hmm. And he was so happy that he got that chef outfit and that you heard what he said. You listened to him. Not only did you listen to him, but you promised him something and that you came back and you fulfilled that promise. That's what a lot of people up there at Spring Hill, they don't have hope and they don't have people fulfilling their promise. So when Red Corps came out, your word was your bond. That mean a lot to so many of us. When particularly for me, what you all done for me, I was broken. I was sad about my family dynamics. I was sad about my illness of kidney failure and not being able to work. I was sad about joining different groups and not being allowed to exploit my own talents and my own God-given gifts. I was actually berated. And so I was torn down and worn down, and I was broken, and I was sad, because I only wanted to do what God wanted me to do. And that was not welcome at all. And so when you all came, it just changed the trajectory of the environment. It changed the atmosphere. And it was like, I want to be in that number. So it was easier for me to just join forces with you all versus just trying to fight it alone. And so you made a big change for many of us, and you still do to this day.
We're so excited, and we're so happy to be there. And we think we're just as thankful for you guys as you are for us, because it's just been a wonderful experience for us at Spring Hill. And we enjoy coming and being involved and look forward. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night will be another barbecue.
Absolutely. We want everyone to come out and enjoy that barbecue. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know your environments. Discuss your needs. Discuss your dreams. Don't give up hope. Keep that at the forefront and ask people for help, you know?
Yes. Now, one of the things that we incorporated, when you talk about hope, we incorporated something called the Hope Station.
Yeah,
we give out, and we the response that we've gotten at Spring Hill has been really outstanding and interesting. So we have the station, and we have items that have hopeful, inspirational quotes, or they're just things that make you feel good and uplift your spirit. And we call it the Hope Station, customized washcloths and all types of little things that you may set on a dresser, you may set on your fridge, that you can look at. Sometimes there's artwork that's been donated, and we have it framed with a quote. And what I noticed is when we started that Hope Station and we had the Project Rare Court night out, I was shocked at how many of the children wanted to come to the Hope Station to get hope, not just for themselves, but they were coming for their parents.
Absolutely. They would say, my mom would love this. Yes. And they got that for their mom. Yes. And they whatever touched their hearts, because you have so many to choose from.
Yes. Yes. And so we love that. And then we talk about, you know, that is inspiration.
It is.
And I was really moved by that when I was seeing all the kids coming and reading the quotes and thinking this would be great for my mom. And then now, you know, they're getting them for themselves as well. But I did notice that there, and I just think that is wonderful. One of the other things that we do, we have these red hearts that we give out because we do this at every location. We want people to know that you are loved. Sometimes people feel that they are not loved and there's nobody that cares about them. And that's the message we want to change. That's what Project Red Cord Chronicles is all about. We want to share the hope that we are trying to bring to these communities about being hopeful and things can change and being aware of things that are in that you should be aware of, and but also community building. So this heart that we give out that says, you are loved, that is so impactful. What do you think about that and how that makes people feel to receive those hearts?
For 2 years, mine has been hanging on my door, so when I exit my apartment, that's what I see on my way out the door.
That is wonderful.
And as you see, a lot of people have it on their door upon entering their apartment. So they share in their love because it's on their door for people who are passing by their apartment to see, and it's also for them to see upon their way entering their door that you are loved. It means a lot, and a lot of people around the world do not feel loved.
Yes.
And we are so disconnected because of COVID-19 and because of other issues. Now there's a lot of mental issues and there's a lot of drug use and there's so much going on.
Yes.
But we all have to look out for one another and really show each other that we are loved. And that's something that you and us, those on the committee, try to do honestly, wholeheartedly, is to show one another love. Yes. Patience, and kindness.
Yes, that is so wonderful. Well, we're excited to know that the committee that's been going through the leadership training that started in January will be graduating next Tuesday. So we're going to have a graduation ceremony next Tuesday for the completion of this wonderful leadership training. And I want you to share like maybe some of the highlights of things you've learned in that training.
I've learned how to spot out dangerous situations and how to keep an eye out. You normally try to avoid trouble. You're like, oh, something going on. Let me just keep my head down. And I've never been that type of person to ignore things. But the energy, we want to better our community. So I've learned to better our community in many ways from the training. Also, how to be more understanding to those who may need some more love, energy, caring in their life.
Okay. That's wonderful. Well, Demetria, I certainly thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you. And thank you for sharing with our audience what's going on over there at Spring Hill. And we thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Renee.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Project Red Cord Chronicles. I'm Tracy with announcements for the month of July. Tonight, July 1st, we're doing outreach on Archwood Avenue at the center. July 8th will be in East Cleveland for Project Red Cord Night Out. July 15th in Collinwood. And July 22nd will be our barbecue in Spring Hill in Akron, Ohio. On July 30th, Renee Jones Empowerment Center will be hosting Runway Freedom Multicultural Fashion Show at the center. Tickets are $25 and can be purchased through Eventbrite online. We'll post the link in the description below. Save the date. On November 5th, 2022, RJEC will be holding our 8th annual Breaking the Chains of Human Trafficking Gala. If you are interested in sponsorships, purchasing tickets, or ad space, please visit the link in the description below for more detail. Thanks again for listening. Check back next month for updates. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Project Rare Chord Chronicles. Tune in for our next podcast on August 5th. Remember our tagline, no human trafficking, be aware and care. Thank you.